Hi, this is Alana S. for the Anonymous Us podcast. The first story that I would like to read for you is from a donor-conceived person. It's titled, Driven Confusion. She starts, I knew from my earliest memories that I didn't have a father. It was obvious as my mother was raising me on her own and went through hell in order to have me. Growing up, it never bothered me. It was normal. I knew by the age of 6 that I was born from medicine and a man who had given sperm. Only then, I didn't know what that meant. Later, my mother adopted my younger siblings and I saw them struggle with identity and with the questions of who they were biologically and who their parents were. I didn't understand. I knew from a very early age who I was. I was the oldest daughter, the oldest sister, the second mother, and the caretaker. I loved children, animals, books, and television, and I wanted to work in the healthcare system. I was secure in my person. But this all changed in my senior year of high school. This year was the first time I actually considered the possibility of finding half-siblings. This was the year that my entire life changed. Looking back, a part of me regrets this search because it cracked my sphere of self-knowledge. I began to realize that I was more than what I did. There was a part of me that I could not explain, that I did not know, and it began to eat away at me. Despite this, I continued on. I completed my first 2 semesters in college pretty well, becoming a psychology major and working hard. But it was becoming harder. The more stressed I became, the more depressed I became, the more I wondered about my biology. I go to a religious college, and while the experience has not been terrible, there have been times when I've regretted it. My 3rd semester in college was one of those times. I was taking a class about my church's idea of a perfect family. This was a class I had to take in order to graduate. I was already stressed out when the teacher assigned case studies, one of which involved a single woman deciding to conceive a child through artificial insemination. This, of course, struck me hard, as that's how I was conceived. And the study itself wasn't bad, but its reception by my classmates was despicable. They immediately went after this fictional woman, calling her unchristlike and inspired by the devil to have a child. I nearly walked out of the room right then and almost ran my mouth off at the person speaking and the teacher who did not stop him. I broke down as soon as I left the class. I had never felt so alone in my life, like an outsider who didn't belong. I nearly left school. I nearly left my church, and might have if I hadn't also had a few amazing friends who were able to keep my faith, that there were still decent people. But nonetheless, my world was shattered. I could no longer lock the feelings down and allow them to only surface when I was overwhelmed, because they dominated my thoughts. It was at this point when I learned that I really began to search and discover that there was no information left. Everything has been lost. All the records of half my DNA has just disappeared through time. So now I sit here as I struggle to find information, contacting the fertility clinic and hoping desperately that they're able to find the donor profile from 19 and a half years ago, or that some relative of mine has registered on a DNA database somewhere. Until then, I feel like I'm a ghost, a half of a person. I am driven to succeed because it's the only control that I have. But I feel ashamed for wanting knowledge and justification in my desires. I'm conflicted, driving myself further into the future to drown out the past of which I have no knowledge. Thank you, whoever wrote that. I have two more stories. Each are somewhat short, but they are from parents. Both stories are from egg donor recipients. And the first one's titled, Words of Advice. She says, I will be the recipient of donor eggs. I have one biological child via IVF. We want to continue to build our family, and this is the only way. I see a lot of bad stories on here and regrets of donors. For those of you who the intended parent cut you out of their lives once they got your eggs, you should know that if you wanted to be a part of this child's life, you should have drawn up a contract so that in no way they could do this to you. I feel awful for those of you who have gone through this. In a way, friends took advantage of you, and clearly no one was looking out for your best interests, because usually there are attorneys involved and contracts drawn up. Our cycle will be completely anonymous. We want it that way, and our donor has agreed that she wants it that way too. Contracts were drawn up and signed, and now if she wanted to know this child, she would have put that into the contract, protecting her interest. We would have agreed to that, but she could have had her attorney, or we would not have agreed to that, but she could have had her attorney submit it. The reason why we will not be telling our donor-conceived child is because we in no way want this child to feel any differently from our biological child. This child will look like my husband, but not me, which I'm fine with because my biological son now looks so much like my husband, LOL. For those donor kids that feel betrayed, know that your parents had your best interest at heart for not telling you. And it may seem selfish, but they just didn't want you to feel different. So keep that in mind next time you feel lied to or betrayed. Because at the end of the day, they risk not only so much money, but tons of emotions and personal sacrifice to get you. It's not easy to look into your child's eyes and remember that biologically, they are not yours. But in every sense of the way they are, that's incredibly difficult, and you should feel so loved from that. The second egg donor recipient story is titled Deep Thoughts for the Donor Conceived. Okay. I am a donor egg recipient. I think there's a longing for something you are missing in your life. Frankly, it is not wanting to know the person who donated a single cell, a sperm, or an oocyte. Honestly, you are putting off your happiness in who you have become to want to know someone who sold a cell of their body. The human race donates human tissue all the time, like heart, liver, corneas, kidney, etc. What if someone donated a portion of their liver to save your child's life and now they want visitation rights to your child because part of them is now living in that child? I know you are hating this right now, but I'm really trying to get you to look at you, capital U, and realize that you don't have to worry about where one of your cells came from. Be you. Make you who you are. That is done through experiences, not a single cell. Who changed your diapers? Who was up with you all night when you were sick? Who made sure you had food and shelter and who are you hurting now because you are insisting that you don't belong to them? Our human nature is natural curiosity, but we have to know when to leave some things alone and when to walk away because sometimes the relentless pursuit of something consumes us to the breaking point and destroys the happiness that we could have had. Some of you are reading this and are thinking that you don't like your parents and you want to know your real ones. Well, you do and have since you were born. If you have such a desire for the donors, then you are most likely the one putting the strain on the relationship with your parents. The donors receive money for cell donations, and you were not you when they did that, nor would you have ever been you with that person. Notice I said that person and not father or mother. Take joy in knowing that you are in existence and make your own way. Remember that oocytes or sperm are not children, just cells. It took a loving relationship of the recipient to make the child. So stop resenting and start living your life! Exclamation, 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 exclamation. Well, those are three stories. I invite you to write more. I thank you, all the authors, so much for their contributions. And this is Alana S. for the Anonymous Us podcast.